Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich continue to lash out at one another today, just a day ahead of tomorrow's Florida primary race, which has ping-ponged between the two. Last week, Gingrich surging in Florida. Romney now ahead 43 to 29 points in the new Quinnipiac poll. Ron Paul and Rick Santorum tied at about 11% apiece. On CBS this morning, Gingrich said Romney is not the conservative choice.
Governor Romney ran as a liberal, basically, in Massachusetts, pro-abortion, pro-tax increase, pro-gun control, and he's bought an amazing amount of ads to try to pretend he's somebody he's not.
On Fox and Friends this morning, Romney dismissed Gingrich's attacks.
You know, desperate times, I guess. It really has been very sad and painfully revealing about the speaker to see him railing on like this.
Mark Caputo of the Miami Herald is with us again. Mark, Time Magazine says Romney outstumped and outspent Gingrich. But on the Today Show, Romney said he's surging because he changed tactics. He fought back. He used what he says are Gingrich's ties to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Is Romney right or is something else going on?
I'd say he's right, but it's more than just that. We did a poll that ran this weekend. A solid majority found that Newt Gingrich's ties to Freddie Mac was a bad thing. They viewed it unfavorably by a good number, whereas Mitt Romney's ties to Bain Capital was viewed very favorably. Romney certainly won the message war, but it's more than just that. Romney had the sense to step out of the way when Newt Gingrich started running around with scissors. And, you know, Gingrich was flailing around. He tripped and stabbed himself a bunch of times. He did it repeatedly.
Well, how so? How so? Give us examples. What do you say?
Here's a quiz. What was Newt Gingrich's message this week?
That Mitt Romney lies.
Yeah, you know, that's not very much. And by the way, he got to that message at the end of the week. At the beginning of the week, his message was Mitt Romney hires people who used to work for former Governor Charlie Crist. That was Tuesday. Then what happened Wednesday? Marco Rubio slapped him around saying, hey, look, you're running an ad that calls Mitt Romney anti-immigrant, and you're basically indicting the entire Republican Party's position on immigration. Take it down. Gingrich had to do that, lost another day. Then comes Thursday. He loses that debate as well. So, you know, by Friday and Saturday, he's reduced to doing what he did in Iowa, which was complaining Mitt Romney lies and I'm being attacked. You know, if it wasn't for the southern slash pines and the palm trees and the blue winter skies here, you'd think this is Iowa all over again. And the results are starting to look like it's going to be just like that, except it's Florida, a lot bigger state.
Well, so you're describing what sound like rounds, you know, in a boxing match. What about the impact of female voters? A survey in 12 decisive states found that 47% of women believe that Gingrich's personal life, having had an affair with his current wife while still married to his second wife, is an issue. Is that resonating? You know, what are some of the other things that you're hearing on the ground?
Well, our poll showed a double-digit lead among female voters in Mitt Romney's favor when matched against Newt Gingrich. The infidelity issue is probably hurting Newt Gingrich.
Well, and when you throw in early and absentee voting, which we know the Mitt Romney machine in Florida had been working hard on, that would seem to, you know, throw so many more votes his way. Republican lawmakers in a lot of states are trying to shrink this window for early voting, but it seems to be having a very positive impact for Mitt Romney.
There's probably been almost 600,000 early votes that have been cast by Republicans in this election alone. Remember, South Carolina just cast 601,000 votes on Election Day. There's probably going to be 2 million total ballots that are going to be cast in Florida this primary.
We're hearing about campaign surrogates for Mitt Romney showing up at Gingrich events and engaging, you know, people in debates. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, well, we saw Connie Mack, the congressman, son of the former U.S. senator, who's now a U.S. Senate candidate, following Gingrich's campaign around and kind of doing the same thing. It's been kind of a twofer for Connie Mack here because he's running for U.S. Senate against Bill Nelson. So he's getting a little free media time. 2004, you saw the same thing in the Republican Senate race between Mel Martinez and Bill McCollum. It was brutal. It was vicious. They do this in Florida, and by the way, they continue to win at general elections.
Well, just one last question. We've noted Ron Paul isn't concentrating on Florida. Rick Santorum has a 3-year-old who suffers from a rare chromosome disorder. She had to be hospitalized over the weekend. Now, he's obviously very emotional about her. He always gets, you know, choked up when the subject comes up in debates. Is he going to be able to continue if this little girl is sick?
I have 3 daughters. I wouldn't be able to continue, but I'm not Rick Santorum. It's a better question for him.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. Hope she gets better. Mark Caputo of the Miami Herald with the latest on tomorrow's primary in Florida. Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.